Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Good morning. It is time to get up with the Cowboys. The D in Big D stands for a Dak disaster. Is the season over in Dallas before it's even begun? Then Green Bay, the Packers' worst nightmare, came absolutely true on Sunday. Can even Aaron find a way to rescue this roster? And it was the game of the year already. But what did it mean? Did it cost the winning team their season? Oh, so much to do. As the team is back together again, look at the Monday squad. Let's go. Orlovsky is here. RC is here.
I love everybody.
Rex Ryan is here. I have missed these Mondays. And I tell you what, it was like a football lifetime in one afternoon yesterday. And then the night came. Let's do it. We begin with the Cowboys and the Buccaneers. Dan, game of the night until it started. The Brady and the Bucks. Prescott and the Cowboys at AT&T Stadium. Second quarter, 3rd and 10, Dallas. Dak, what?
Yeah, Greeny, he's got to move the pocket. It's zone defense, though. He's got a bunch of eyeballs on him. Throws that into a team meeting. Easy interception. If he doesn't get it, somebody else will. Bad decision to start that game for Dak Prescott.
A few minutes later, 3rd and 3 inside the 5. Hey, RC, how about Micah Parsons?
Micah Parsons is an absolute animal. You get him one-on-one, he's going to make a play. 2 sacks on 2 separate drives, back-to-back.
Bucks kick a field goal. They're up 9-3. Next Tampa drive, 1st and 10. This is devastating, Dan. Chris Godwin.
Yeah, not good to see. You saw he came back, and your concern is, did he come back too soon? He gets up and immediately says, I'm out of that football game. I'm hoping 14's okay. Such a big part of their offense.
Late in the half. Hey, Rex Ryan, Julio Jones looking pretty good.
Yeah, are you kidding me? Tennessee's like, where the hell were you when we could have used you last year? I don't recognize that guy. He looks way different. Good to have him back.
48 yards later in the drive. It's Brady for Rashad Perriman. Brady did not look sharp, Dan.
You're trying to see he's moving the coverage, and Trayvon Diggs plays underneath, forces that high throw. That's more of a good coverage by Dallas than a missed throw by Tom Brady.
Another field goal, 12-3 Tampa at the half, 3rd quarter. Bucks finally getting it moving, and this time it's Mike Evans.
Yeah, you see this slant here. Evans does a great job of using his body in between the quarterback and the defender. I love the throw by Tom Brady, allowed Big 13 to use his frame.
And then he finally gets in the end zone, the first Tampa touchdown.
Love the cut split to give space, and then the slap at the line of scrimmage to win, and then the ball, the ability to track that football by Evans and make
you
that catch.
You can't cover that.
We've seen it so many
Trayvon
times.
Trayvon Diggs, that ain't your fault.
So it's 19-3, and you think, well, things can't get worse for Dallas. Boy, would you be wrong. Dak Prescott, the thumb. We've got issues. Dan, take a look.
Biggest concern, right? Fading away, that thumb's going to get hit. You're going to see him start to motion towards it like something's not right. 2 plays later, he throws a shallow cross right here. It gets hit again. And then you see that initial hit right on it by Shaq Barrett. That's that rush. Always a concern. Dak Prescott knew right away he's coming to sideline. Something's not right.
And take a look at McCarthy. You can almost see on his face the moment that he realizes just how bad this injury is. A disaster for the Cowboys. Tampa wins. Jerry, what?
This was a really tough night for the Cowboys, but a surprising night. But, of course, really add to it right there at the end to lose him for several weeks. It's the first game. Real disappointed before Dak's injury. Certainly disappointed after.
Just not what you want to hear, but it's not the worst thing that's happened to me. It's just another bump in the road. And I'll keep moving forward. As I said, I'll do everything that I can. That I can control to get myself back, to get myself better, help this team, and be the best I can in this role.
But if you're just waking up, you may not have heard the outcome. Todd Archer, our Cowboys reporter, tweeting that Dak is expected to have surgery and miss 6 to 8 weeks. He will meet with the team's hand specialist today. Sources say he'll have a pin and a plate inserted to stabilize the joint. So that is the news on Dak and Dallas. Rex Ryan, what does it mean?
Season's over for Dallas. That's what it means. And they're not, you know, the coach is going to go in there. He's going to spin it a way different way. But to me, you lose your best player, Dak Prescott, on offense. There's no way in hell. Look, it was a struggle anyway. Mm-hmm. The pass protection, the lack of weapons. And now you lose Dak Prescott? Nah, I'm done.
RC, what do you think?
The season was over before Dak Prescott got hurt. Listen, one of my kids' favorite movies is The Cat in the Hat. And the Cat in the Hat ruins this dress. And this girl's like, you ruined mom's dress. And he was like, it was ruined when she bought it, honey. And that's exactly what was going on with the Dallas Cowboys last night. You know, there was a little semblance of a run game, but they couldn't get separation in the pass game. CeeDee Lamb didn't look like a number one receiver. And that run defense was porous. Other than Michael Parsons making some plays and Trayvon Diggs being who he was, you didn't see a lot of this from this team that gave you life if you were the Dallas Cowboys. We knew they would struggle with some things coming into the season, and I feel like everything we felt they'd struggle with offensively, we saw a little bit of that last night.
Oh, by the way, they committed 10 penalties last night. That'll get better.
That's who they are.
Yeah, the Dallas Cowboys are who we thought they were. They're on pace for 170 penalties this year. Dan, but let's focus on Dak for a minute, because everything is obviously obscured by that. What?
Trade for Tyler Huntley. If I was the Dallas Cowboys, that would be the phone call I would make. It would not be to San Francisco for Jimmy Garoppolo. I would call Baltimore and trade for Tyler Huntley. I totally agree. If they don't make a move, their season is over. But their upcoming schedule is not awful. Mm-hmm. This is not a division that is absolutely loaded, nor a conference that is incredibly high-end. Tyler Huntley's a player that has proven to be a pretty good talent. Mm-hmm. This is what games do we sit here and say they got no shot in? Maybe at Rams? We watched Green Bay yesterday and it played poorly. Mm-hmm. The Eagles' defense didn't look awesome against the line. So Tyler Huntley's a player that's had some good moments. Yeah. RC, I agree with you. The offensive line could not protect. He's mobile enough to cover that up. Mm-hmm. They ain't got weapons. Well, they're going to have to kind of maneuver their offense schematically to make it work.
Sure.
Here's the reality. If the Cowboys don't make a move, or at least try to, legitimately, everybody in the organization is going, we're done. Mm-hmm. Hey, Micah Parsons, don't matter. Yep. Hey, Marcus Lawrence, don't matter. CeeDee Lamb, don't matter. We're done. If they do, they got a chance to save the season. But it ain't going to be with Cooper Rush.
But it ain't going to be with Huntley either.
No.
Because,
why not?
No, hell no.
Baltimore
because,
don't give him up.
No, the number one, the future of your – there are two reasons why.
Okay.
The future of your football team has Dak Prescott at quarterback, mm-hmm. not anybody else, okay? That's number one. You think Baltimore is going to give up, a guy that – could be the future of their football team down the road? No chance. You're going to mortgage your future to get a backup quarterback. Because it's going to cost you at least two first-round picks. It ain't going to happen.
I'm not aware of what it's going to cost them. I don't think it costs you two first-round picks. And I get your Baltimore point, but here's the grim reality. This is the second injury that's going to take a chunk of season time away from Dak Prescott in 3 years. Mm-hmm. So at some point, the Cowboys organization has to look at it as a whole and say, dang, our starter's been down two out of the last 3 years. We have to do something to somewhat try to save this season because we'll send a message to our locker room that we don't care. Yeah. And we got to start to prepare to have a better situation for the future.
But the second one is more important to me, though. Have a better situation for the future. So we aren't sitting here Monday morning when Dak Prescott gets hurt and say that there's no way that they can win. Even with seeing what Cooper Rush was able to do last year against Minnesota, you're not expecting that week in and week out.
Not with this roster.
Especially with the deficiencies on this offense already.
Exactly.
They do have to make a move, and Jerry has to be aggressive in making a move so the locker room knows he believes in this roster as long as they have somebody that can play quarterback.
Exactly.
Oh, by the way, I heard tell from a fellow by the name of Michael Jordan that Tom Brady played last night as well. Rex, how about it? I mean, whoever would have thought that Brady's first game at the age of 45 with a big win on the road would be completely obscured, but that seems to be what's happened here. The Godwin injury is devastating.
Devastating, and here's the thing. And Dan and I talked about it earlier, was when you have a hamstring, this can linger all year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing about when I heard that, he may play or whatever, I was like, don't do it. Don't do it. Make sure he's 100% back.
Did you once have this problem with Ray Lewis?
Yeah, I did. And unfortunately, Ray asked, well, what do you think? I'm like, oh, hell yeah, you got to play. And then he popped it from the bone. We lost him for the rest of the year. They rushed him back. And clearly this is a thing. And I know it's hindsight, but it was hindsight, too, when with the Ray Lewis deal, and I lost him for a season. So these hamstrings are they can linger for the whole season. So this is a huge loss because, quite honestly, outside of Mike Evans, Did he have anybody else to throw to?
He had Julio Jones, the fountain of youth. Hey,
listen, Julio Jones is one of those players that we feel like when he's healthy, we understand what he can do. And we're seeing wide receivers play well late into their careers. And the great thing about having Godwin was you didn't need Julio every play. Like, no one was expecting Julio to be an every down wide receiver for 17 games. And so I believe that's the thing that scares you. The other piece of it is this. All the things Chris Godwin did for this team. We asked Byron Leftwich on the pivot, what wide receiver has he thrown to or coached that he thought would be at the top of those? First, he said Jimmy Smith, right, from the Jacksonville Jaguars. And then he said Chris Godwin. Mm. He talked about his physicality. Yeah. He talked about his versatility, all the things that he brought to the team. And when you lose a piece like that, it changes who you are schematically and also the comfort of Tom Brady.
The story of the Buccaneers this year has been bad news injury-wise. We saw it again with Godwin and also left tackle, Smith. What's the story with him?
Yeah.
I do think there's two takeaways, though, if you are the Bucs. One, Julio Jones and how good he looked and the usage that you can give him. Because if this offensive line can somewhat piece it together, you sit there, they gave Julio Jones some jet sweeps. Mm-hmm. They gave him possession throws. We saw the deep ball in the highlight. That was a nice part.
Quick screen.
And then also the ability to run the football. You know, I like the fact that Byron Leftwich put two, sometimes three tight ends on the field. At least if they can do that, that will give them the opportunity to maybe get healthy a little bit more, especially on the perimeter with Chris Godwin. Leonard Fournette was awesome. They played physical football. That's the flaw of the Cowboys defensively. But if they can run the football somewhat like they did last night, that gives them at least a chance at every single game with their dominant defense and with Tom Brady playing quarterback.
That's the key. It's their defense.
It just gives them a chance.
That's their key. Right. And that's why they won the Super Bowl. It's because of their defense. But running the football allows you to do that. But when I look at this Tampa team, everybody, Tom Brady at quarterback, that's great. But dang, and Julio Jones, where you're counting on Julio Jones, like that, to me, here's the deal. How's he respond? When you come back, when you get older,
how's he feel as the season goes?
After that, can you recover?
With all the usage.
That's going to be the issue right there. If we're counting on him for 17 games, you got issues.
We'll find out. So we're talking about a legendary quarterback, Tom Brady, and does he have enough help around him to win? That's the story in Green Bay as well. The Packers in Minnesota yesterday. Aaron Rodgers visiting the Vikings. I want you to opening drive for Minnesota. All right, they're going for it on a 4th-and-1. Where is the defense, Dan, around Justin Jefferson?
Yeah, newly acquired receiver for the Minnesota Vikings, Justin Jefferson.
Free agent.
Probably not on your scouting report. Why would you cover him?
And then Rodgers, the rookie Christian Watson. He's wide open. Oh, my God.
This is why we drafted. Oh!
Can't throw it better.
No!
Perfect design.
Two minutes later, Devontae Adams is routing people up in Los Angeles. That's right.
Packers come up empty second quarter. Rodgers for A.J. Dillon. 4th-and-goal, the Vikings.
Credit this Minnesota defensive front, though, Green. Yeah. A.J. Dillon is such a physical back. We saw this last year. They made that stop.
Oh, wait a minute. Why is Jefferson open again?
Why would he catch the ball? He's even shocked. He's so wide open. He's like, ain't nobody near me. There's no defender within 10 yards. Good design. Really awful coverage by
him. Hits the gritty. 9 catches, 184 yards and 2 touchdowns. Aaron Rodgers was busy getting destroyed all day long.
No one open. Late in the second quarter, it's essentially a Hail Mary. He's trying to make a big play with Cobb downfield.
Hey,
nobody's open.
It's a 50-50 ball, and one player is a better 50-50 ball catcher. Here's a hint. Ain't the black guy.
Third quarter. Packers again. RC. Rodgers just getting hit all day.
Listen, Aaron Rodgers had a tough day because no one could get open. They also didn't protect him. This turned into a high school spread offense because Matt LaFleur understood he couldn't keep getting 12 hit.
He got sacked 4 times on the day. Now final 4 minutes. They're down 23-7. Have to go for it on a 4th down, looking for Tonyan. Nobody there. That's all she wrote. Vikings, an impressive win. The better team won this game, 23-7. Meanwhile, Aaron, what?
I mean, you knew this was going to be groin pains. This is the real football. You know, it counts. It's different. There's nerves. We got to have patience with those guys. They're young. You know, they haven't been in the fire. Now that patience will be thinner as the season goes on.
Listen, no one said it better than Ryan Clark on Twitter yesterday while this game was going on, as he tweeted, man, Aaron ain't finna mess with these dudes no more. He gonna hit all the shrooms tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan, ayahuasca or whatever you want. Anyone, can one of those guys catch a pass?
Aaron Rodgers is about to go see the shaman in the forest, wherever he was, in the jungle with jungle cats. They gonna sit crisscross applesauce. They gonna do the shrooms. They might smoke some greeny. And then he's gonna ask him, hey, man, can you actually catch a football? Because I might need you to do that. I saw Eddie Murphy link back up with the lady that played the Golden Child. Maybe we could get her. Because anybody out there that was playing wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers didn't give Aaron Rodgers a chance. And now, Aaron Rodgers, the man, the quarterback, one of the greatest ever, he has earned the right for us to say, let's wait and let's see if Aaron can fix it.
Totally.
It's different than last year, because last year we knew they had 1-7, and 1-7 is always open. These dudes couldn't get open. Then when one got open, they couldn't catch. That's going to be difficult for Aaron to deal with as the season wears on.
This is not about Aaron Rodgers, whether he can fix it. This is not about Rodgers.
Yeah.
I can't imagine anyone watched that game and thought, oh, Rodgers is the problem. Correct. There was another play, we can't show everything, where he throws the ball to Christian Watson, not even looking in the same direction. I mean, he doesn't have the horses, Dan. He doesn't have the help.
Yeah. If they don't protect him and he gets hit like he did Sunday, he will not make it 17 games. Now, I am not going to overreact offensively. This is a beautiful design. Like the first pass of the game for Green Bay, and Watson's wide open. They didn't have their number one, their number two, their number three, number four receiver from last year. That's going to negatively impact your offense. They didn't have their starting left tackle or their starting right tackle. So I'm trying to be fair to their offense. But the one thing that stood out to me was the inability to get open is going to have a tremendous negative impact on that pass protection.
Mm-hmm.
Because Devontae could get open so well, the ball came out so quickly.
Yeah,
four sacks yesterday. He didn't get sacked four times last year. Nobody's getting separation. Guys, he threw for 95 yards to receivers. Their leading receiver was a tailback. You know, I hate when we're right. I love it. But I hate when we're right. And we talked about it all offseason. Yeah. And if this defense, who's supposed to be a top five unit, gets whooped like a bottom five unit, and they got to play offensive football like that, this season is going to be a long journey for the Packers.
Yeah, you're right. And we talk about it, the loss of Devontae Adams.
Mm-hmm.
You don't replace that. That's a Hall of Fame receiver.
But can we cover this cat?
But that's what I mean. That now here, that blows me away. Like he's an undrafted free agent. He's running Scott ass clean everywhere. But it did show me this. By the way, Minnesota, when they got rid of Zimmer, you talk about bringing a negative thing out of your locker room. It was getting rid of that coach who was damn negative. Now you bring in a guy with positive energy. It's very similar to the Giants right here. Watch this team go. Look, Green Bay, forget about it, man. When you let Devontae Adams go, I'm sitting back going, everybody's picking them as a Super Bowl contender? No, I don't see that. No way in hell.
RC made this point. RC made this point, and I saw it yesterday, too. We talk about Devontae Adams. If you watch Red Zone, there was one moment where in consecutive, it felt like it was 30 seconds apart.
Yeah.
Christian Watson dropped that ball, and then Devontae Adams makes a gorgeous catch. And obviously, Rodgers isn't watching Red Zone, although he might want to see people who can actually catch the ball, because that's Devontae Adams. That's the guy. You put him in Green Bay, RC, they could fix that.
Listen, it's totally different. It's also a comfort level. Think about who Derek Carr has to throw to. He still has Darren Waller. He still has Hunter Renfrow, but he threw the ball that many times to Devontae Adams because he makes plays. You've taken that from Aaron Rodgers. Now, there isn't that comfort level. There isn't that binky. There isn't that security blanket that you know is going to make a play for you when you need it.
Here's my thing. We knew going into this season that the Green Bay Packers were going to try to replicate the San Francisco 49ers of 2019. They were going to try to run the football, control the game, and play lights out defense. And I'm not going to come in here and crush this offense today. I understand what this offense is going to be because those starters were out. That defense has got to play better football, man. Justin Jefferson isn't the second best receiver in football, okay? So that means, exactly, he's up there with the number one guy.
Why is he so butt naked open?
I saw three plays yesterday with the Green Bay Packers defensively who drafted 400 defenders in the first round with all those picks they acquired for Devontae Adams getting covered by linebackers. They were putting Quay Walker, their rookie linebacker, on Justin Jefferson.
Who's not a bad country and western singer, by the way.
Okay, you're not wrong.
But I disagree because they only gave up 23 points. The defense, they can solve those problems. Who's fixing the problems on offense?
But
where's it getting better?
Anybody who expects the offensive tackles will get back. Okay. Bakhtiari and Jenkins, yeah. That's going
to
be a big—
Who's he throwing it to?
They got their young receivers are going to have to play much, much better football. But that's not going to be who they are this year, though.
Right.
We have to get that out of our minds.
But that was my point. In any having any excitement for the Green Bay Packers, I thought that they'd have a great dual running back threats, right, and having Jones and having A.J. Dillon. And I thought they'd play extremely good defense because of the type of talent that they have. If they aren't turning the ball over, if they aren't creating havoc, it's going to be trouble if they can't get short fields for Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay.
Is it the offense or the defense? If you wake up this morning and you're a Packer fan, could you not sleep last night because of your offense or your defense?
No, definitely your offense. Offense. Well, that's okay. You can disagree, but you're wrong. But I'm going to tell you this. You're sitting back waiting for those two tackles to get healthy. Really? David Bakhtiari, how many times has he played over the last two seasons?
And can
don't count on him.
Yeah.
Don't count on him. You got guys that can't
sign Odell. Do something.
No,
like my nephew say,
you're talking
catch.
About they need to go get Tyler Huntley at Dallas. Green Bay needs to get a receiver.
I got
for
news for you. Every team in the league is going to give up more points than against Minnesota than Green Bay gave up.
All right, hold this thought. As you can see, we have a lot to say, and we haven't even gotten to what was already the best game of the year. Coming up, what the actual heck happened in Cincinnati yesterday? Bad throws, bad decisions, bad injuries, bad kicks. We're talking about it next. Plus, Saquon Barkley is back. Did Brian Daboll change everything about the Giants with one gutsy decision? It's a Monday. Get up on ESPN. Do that thing.
Delicious, meet nutritious, in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than 1 rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We are rolling along on a Monday with Get Up. RC, this looks like fun. Justin Fields, and we'll talk about this game a little bit later. But it was.
Hey, listen, man. That's the type of day it was for the 49ers and their fans. Raining my popcorn. Justin Fields is doing slides. They might as well just go hang out at Field of Dreams, whatever they want to do. Because with a field like that, crooked lines on the sideline, Justin Fields was the best player in Chicago.
Danny, it was lift, clean, and place. It's so Soldier Field yesterday. I mean, it was the game of the year already. But what did it mean? And did it cost the winning team their season? We'll answer those questions next.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, their most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Back on a Monday Get Up, and if you were just joining us, we opened with this bad news out of Dallas. Fourth quarter last night, Dak Prescott hitting his throwing hand on Shaq Barrett of the Buccaneers. Broke a bone, Dak did. He will have surgery today on his right thumb. Our Cowboys reporter Todd Archer reports Dak will miss 6 to 8 weeks. After starting the first 69 games of his career, he's missed 12 games since 2020 due to injury. The Cowboys are 5-7 in those with a QBR that's over 20 points lower than the games in which Dak plays. We'll see if there is a move in their future. Meanwhile, we have seen the game of the year. I don't care what else happens. Bengals, Steelers, yesterday. First quarter, Joe Burrow after the Super Bowl and the spleen. This is his first throw of the season.
Minkah Fitzpatrick knew exactly where he was throwing the football. Right after his sack, he gets high and wide. Joe Burrow forces his ball downfield. Easy walk-in pick six to start the season for the Steelers.
So they're up 7-0, and then RC T.J. Watt.
T.J. Watt is an aminal, not an animal, an aminal.
Switch the letters.
He stays back. He doesn't make the rush. He knows the ball's coming out quick. Great hands, great reaction, interception.
So Burrow's turning it over left and right, but the Steelers' offense was bad, so it's just 20-14 late. Jamar Chase scores a touchdown, Dan, but what? Yeah,
well, Greeny, if he doesn't get in, we can completely challenge this because his right foot gets down, and you see that ball kind of leak over. Over that pylon. At worst case, we're going to challenge. It's an obvious touchdown, right?
Rex,
obvious.
They don't do it. And that sets up this fourth down. They don't get it, Rex.
Yeah, what a surprise. You ain't in there till you're in there. That's why you challenge that play.
They force the Steeler punt now. 30 seconds left. Bengals driving again. RC, this.
Oh! Look at it! You know what school he went to, Greeny? LSU. The land where we don't need two hands, baby.
He was out of bounds. He was out of bounds.
It don't matter, Greeny.
It don't matter, Greeny.
The next play.
Just a technicality.
The Steelers season may very well have ended, unfortunately, on this play. Yeah. T.J. Watt walking off. It looks like it's a torn pec. We'll talk about that as we continue. 4 seconds to go. How did they cover Jamar Chase?
Yo, why can't we double team the really good receivers from LSU?
Hey, Pittsburgh, how about this?
Not allowed to do that.
If there's a guy wearing 25, don't put him on Jamar Chase singled up.
But wait a minute. Minkah Fitzpatrick blocks the game-winning extra point.
Because he's a badass.
It's why he got the bag.
What an extraordinary moment. Minkah Fitzpatrick was unbelievable. We're tied at 20 going to overtime. 3.5 minutes in overtime. Evan McPherson, great kicker, lining it up for a game winner. Bad snap.
Long snappers matter. Pat McAfee said it yesterday. Don Muehlbach knows it in Detroit. But can we make a kick? McPherson's a great kicker.
Yeah.
Had to hit the stripes on that one.
Game continues. RC, how about this catch?
This is gross. Deontay Johnson, who's had problems with drops, makes the biggest catch of the game, gets both feet in.
Three
they get
up.
The challenge, and they see that he got his feet in. That's a catch.
Here's Chris Boswell to win it from 55. Oh, my goodness.
Boink.
It goes one way, then the other, then the stoink. He can't believe it. Now, next Bengals possession. Critical moment. They just need to run the clock. They just need to run the clock. They snap the ball with 15 seconds left on the play clock. Rex, we're going to talk at great length about it. It obviously was a critical mistake. Zach Taylor would acknowledge it afterwards, but that doesn't do you any good. When Mitch Trubisky is doing this, he actually plays well in the fast pace.
Playmaker, this is a really good job awareness-wise of understanding he's got the free play because the offsides, and then getting that ball to his big-time tight end, Freiermuth.
And so with 5 seconds left in overtime, redemption, thy name is Boswell. A 53-yarder for the win. So the Steelers take it in overtime. And after a lifetime of an afternoon, the question was, Zach Taylor, what?
We snapped her 13 seconds. I understand that. Trust me. We would rather do something different. But, again, just trying to make sure the operation ran smoothly. It turned out that we sacrificed some seconds just to make sure that we were all on the same page there.
Rex, what were those words he just spoke?
He's protecting his coaches, his special team coach and the team. He's putting it on himself. No way in hell did Zach Taylor say we can snap it before that. He expected that ball to be kicked with 1 second left. Mm-hmm. As a head coach, you make damn sure it is. You tell your special team coach. You tell the punter and everybody else. And the fact that it didn't get done, he looked like a guy that was covering somebody's butt right
there. But, Rex, how does it play into it, though, that you have the bad snap on the field goal? You know you're dealing with a backup snapper. How much does that play into it that the special teams coach is just trying to get the ball off?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it's crazy. Like, you got to prepare things. Here's what happens. Early in a season, special teams, and I was going to talk about, you know, kicks and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Why they don't go. You don't practice a lot of live bullets, so to speak. Mm-hmm. You're not going full speed into those guys, especially with a backup long snapper.
Right, right.
And so when it happened, the ball came high, but the holder right there, a great holder, will grab the ball and spin the lace on the way down. He doesn't do it. McPherson ends up kicking the laces and misses the kick
That's
also.
That's on that kick. To be clear on the snap of the ball, they would have been much better off taking the 5-yard penalty.
Sometimes you do that on purpose.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you do that on purpose to give yourself that 5-yard cushion.
Absolutely on that. Now, when you're talking about the punt, 100%.
Yeah.
Okay, 100%. But he's thinking, we're going to have a live clock go. I'm going to kick it with 1 second. That's what your coach – there's no way in hell you don't realize this at the end of a game.
Once you make the decision to punt the ball away, you realize that tie is very much so on the table.
Yeah.
And the only way you lose is for them to have enough time to go down the field. So the focus point at the very top of the list is
the clock.
Trying to take as much time off the clock as possible.
Well, look,
that's why you snap it at 1 second,
right,
where you have a running clock.
It's pretty simple math. They left 15 seconds on that play clock, and the game-winning field goal was kicked with 10 seconds left in overtime. So that part of it is simple. There's a lot, obviously, in that game. Let's start with Joe Burrow. This is his, you know, he comes back after the Super Bowl. That's a tough day.
Not concerned about him, though. Right. I'm not. I would tell you this. I am concerned about that remade offensive line because they got their absolute butts kicked. The reason I'm not concerned about Joe Burrow is because he played his worst game ever doing something that he does best, his worst. And that's seeing the field. You saw it early on in this game. Look at Ja'Marr Chase on the sit route. You got the corner at the bottom of the screen. This is an easy progression to get to number 3, who's wide open. Joe doesn't see it, though. Naturally, he would. This is a pick on 4th and 6. RC, the nickel defender, has vision on him. Mm-hmm. He's staring right at him going, I'm going to force this football to you when the in route's coming in, and he throws it right to him. That's not the Joe Burrow that I have seen for the first 2 years of his NFL career. That's the Joe Burrow that really hasn't played football in like 8 months because of the offseason and then because of the hospital time with the appendicitis. Joe Burrow is going to fix that from week 1 to week 2. I am absolutely not concerned with Joe Burrow.
Okay.
I am concerned with those tackles.
And I am concerned with T.J. Watt. So, I mean, my favorite former Steeler here. When does a win not feel like a win? When your offense, you should have won that game by 50 points, so the offense didn't look good yesterday. And if they've lost T.J. Watt for the season, what does that mean?
First off, offensively, you're coaching like you lost this game.
right? If I'm Matt Canada, everything I say points to the fact that we were inefficient,
sure,
that we never missed an opportunity to miss an opportunity. Mm. That's what that offense did.
Well
now,
said.
If you look at yourself defensively, the game totally changes when T.J. Watt gets
injured.
Now you see Joe Burrow in the pocket being able to take his time, taking the checkdowns, continuing to move the football down the field. There's also the energy a great player like that brings. When I had James Harrison on the field, I knew there was one thing I wasn't worried about, and that's being punked on that side, right? I knew that people weren't going to go on that side and feel good about their opportunities. And so now that T.J. Watt is out, you had to coach differently because there's things that he does naturally that other people can't.
Rex, I mean, you're one of the great defensive coaches of all time. What words do we use to describe the impact of the loss for the season, which is what we expect? We hope it's wrong. We expect T.J. Watt to be done for the year.
It's devastating. It absolutely is devastating. And like you say, this is the reigning NFL Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah.
You don't replace that.
Right.
Yeah.
Look, as good a coach as I am, if Ray Lewis went down, I wasn't as good a coach. I could damn sure guarantee you that. And that's what they're dealing with. Look, the tackles, I got to say this, Dano. Like that
for
offense,
Cincinnati?
No, I mean, it did not look good. But the way that front is when they had T.J. Watt,
yeah.
I mean, they make a lot of offensive lines look horrible.
That's right. So the players sometimes make the coaches look good.
Absolutely.
Cue up the video of Patrick Mahomes. Oh, my goodness. No Tyreek, no problem. Chiefs and Cardinals. First drive of the game, Danny. Mahomes. Juju Smith-Schuster, welcome to Kansas
City.
Watch
the spin out. Hang in the pocket, spin out, and then have vision downfield. Oh. Juju, stay with your quarterback. Oh, beautiful throw.
And RC, he's still got Travis Kelce.
Listen, they do Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes things. This is an absolute dime on a tough throw into the corner of the end zone.
7-0. And you know what they love in KC? They love the shovel.
Oh, I hate
it. How about like the flow, the counteraction, back starts right, goes left, comes back to the right.
I promise you they draw these things up in the meeting room just having fun.
Rex, at Clyde Edwards-Helaire had a nice day there. They missed the extra point, 20-7.
Yeah, no, look, man, guys are so old, but he could throw it to anybody, man. Otis Taylor caught a pass yesterday.
Well, I don't know, but Kelce would catch 8 for 100. How about that throw?
Oh, my God. He's getting better than
that. How
about
the protection?
Showtime, baby.
Pocket, just beautiful location.
And then Mecole Hardman is there, too.
Greeny, they absolutely gutted man pressure against Arizona. Everybody was open. They were using picks and rubs all game long to pop
the
guys free.
Arizona was the village bicycle. Everybody got a ride.
Mahomes. a city bike or divvy bike. Okay, so Mahomes, 5 touchdowns, didn't even look like he was trying. 53rd season of Monday Night Football kicks off tonight. Russell is back in Seattle. Joe Buck, Troy Aikman making their debut. Kickoff shortly after 8. Peyton and Eli are also back on ESPN2. What a great night tonight on ESPN as we got the Broncos and the Seahawks. Meanwhile, as we continue, the ultimate gamble pays off. Saquon, coaching, and a stunner for the G-Man. We're back with that in a moment. You're watching Get Up on ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
We are back on Get Up, and Dan Orlovsky told me the Giants were going to beat Tennessee yesterday, and I laughed at him. And then it was 13-0 Tennessee, and I was laughing even louder. And then Saquon happened.
And then this offensive line happened. How about this? Great job on the left side, then Saquon. This is One of the bright stories and scenes to see this weekend, his speed downfield.
Rex, how about Saquon Barkley inside the five?
Oh, my goodness. Vision? What? He can run behind his pads and vision?
No! Wait,
really?
Shut it up!
He can do that?
Wow! Oh, they missed an extra point, so they're losing 13-6.
No,
next
they can't
drive.
Do that.
Daniel Jones back to throw. RC, Sterling Shepard!
He gets behind the defense. This is a great finish to get into the end zone. Sterling Shepard fought his way back from injury, makes a huge play week one.
Tied at 13, now down 7. The Giants in the red zone. There's a bad mistake here, Danny, from Daniel Jones.
Yeah, the safety plays high. It's 3rd and 7. Hey, they won the play. Just throw that ball or scramble. Throw it out of bounds or scramble. You got 3 points and a chance to pull off the upset. Accountability is an accountability unless you do it. Great job coaching by Brian Daboll.
Brian Daboll coaching it up. Over a minute to go in the fourth. Giants at the 1. That's a touchdown, so it's 20-19. They're going to tie the game up, right? No, they're not. He's going for the 2, and Danny, they get it.
Show me your onions, Brian Daboll. What a beautiful job of being aggressive as a coach. We came here to go get the win. Saquon Barkley, make a play.
Bring out the wheelbarrow for Brian Daboll, if you know what I mean. Oh, and then Randy Bullock.
I got you, Greeny.
They needed this.
You.
They needed a 47-yarder from Bullock to go wide for Daboll on the Giants to sell him. Do that dance, coach.
That's
do that dance.
Bad dance.
You coach that game that way. You deserve to celebrate. And, Rex, you were making the point earlier today.
Oh, man.
Sometimes the negativity versus the positive. What did you think of Brian Daboll?
No, it was fantastic. The dark cloud over the Giants, which was Joe Judge, is gone. It's all sunny right now. Why? Because you got a guy, Brian Daboll is the exact opposite. I don't care what their backgrounds look like. Both guys coached under Saban. Both guys coached under Belichick. They couldn't be more opposite than they are, and that's exactly what this team needed. By the way, Saquon Barkley, best guy on the field in any game this week. It's so great to see, but the positive energy out of Brian Daboll. It's fun to be a Giant fan.
I mean, if you watch Saquon Barkley and the energy that he played with, you can tell that sometimes sensitivity is good. We had an opportunity to interview him on a pivot, and he said, when I get right, stay on that side. Everybody that changed up on me, stay on that side. But when you watch him yesterday, there were so many opportunities to run out of bounds, so many opportunities to cut back, where he got straight down the field and he punished defenders. He ran more Derrick Henry-like yesterday than Derrick Henry did.
And Dan, I want you to make the point again. You touched on it briefly in the highlight, but that moment that we've seen of Daboll over on the sideline coaching up Daniel Jones, it's one thing to be yelling and screaming. It's another thing to be coaching on the sideline.
And everyone else is paying attention. You know, you can't, as a coach, say everybody's going to be held accountable for the way that we play or the decisions that we make. And then when Daniel Jones makes a poor decision down there, not treat it like it's something that happened. He's going over there saying, Daniel, we're on the road. We got 3 points. We just got a break on the punt. You don't have to force that football. We got a good football team. Our offensive line is playing well. It's phenomenal coaching.
What this week's proves is this. Tough nuts don't score a touchdown, right? Ask last year's New York Giants and this week's New England Patriots. Don't matter how rough the nuts are, how tough they are, they don't score a touchdown.
Let's not compare the toughness of the nuts. But the point that I'm making here's the other thing I like about Daboll. Is before he goes on that drive, he's walking up to his defensive players on the sideline, Rex, and he's saying, hey, guys, are you good with this? I'm going to go for the 2.
Yeah, it's a wee thing. The exact opposite of what it was. It was all about the head coach. And it's me, it's me, it's me. What? Number one, you don't have no pelts. What the hell are you doing in that position? I have no idea. But it's a wee thing. He got ownership. I've seen him over there with Wink Martindale. Hey, Wink, what do you think, man? We're going to go for it. Sure. He's asking the defensive players. Are you kidding me?
By the way, he 100% was going to go for it before anybody signed off on it.
Yeah.
Right? But he went to those guys to create team. And that's such a great thing for a head coach.
All right. So that is a head coach in his debut getting a nice win. Cue the Bears. How about Eberflus in Chicago in a downpour? I mean, they were bringing animals onto the ark 2x2 in Chicago yesterday. Third quarter, Bears down 10-0. But Dan, Justin Fields is not giving up.
Yeah, this play saves the game. Incredible. 3rd and 9, gets outside the pocket and still sees that the 49ers have blown their coverage on the back end, finds Dante Pettis. Without this play, the Bears do not win this football game.
Early in the fourth quarter, it's 3rd and 2, and the man's name is Equanimeous St. Brown.
Beautiful design, 3rd and 2, you're getting man coverage, you bluff block, he seems inside release, gets lost with the coverage, and it's a really good throw by Justin Fields, placement and location.
So they take the lead, and then Dan, Trey Lance,
clean it up. Then staring right down the receiver. This is a simple read, inside, out. Safety chose the slot. You should come back to your tight end. Bad vision by Trey Lance.
And that would lead to this. Khalil Herbert would take it in from 3 yards out. The Bears, a turner on a 10-0 deficit. They win it 19-10. Look at the slip and slide celebration from Justin Fields and company. So there's a lot to get to here, but if someone is watching that game and their first reaction is, boy, thank goodness San Francisco didn't get rid of Jimmy G. Is that the right reaction to have?
Yeah, it is. But I also think it's a little early. Like those conditions right there, the kid had no confidence, never played in bad weather before, and it was brutal out there. So I'm not willing to give up on this kid just yet. But, I mean, he looked horrendous in this game. Absolutely horrendous. And if you're looking at the two guys, it looked like the Bears got the right guy and you might have got the wrong guy.
Well, so then that would have been my next one, RC. If I can't get a buyer on the Jimmy G, can I get a buyer on, if you're watching that game, are you thinking, should we have taken the other guy,
listen, if you're,
number three?
If you're Kyle Shanahan and you watch Justin Fields spin out of the pocket and throw the ball across the field and get the touchdown, then you see him, even in the bad condition, make the great throw to Equanimeous St. Brown. You said, you know what? If we were going to go upside and not go Mac Brown, we actually should have went We should have went with the kid with more upside that did it in the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. What you saw yesterday was one quarterback be extremely confident in who he is under worse circumstances than the other guy who wasn't confident. And Greeny, I totally disagree with you.
What?
The one thing I'm not saying today, if I'm a San Francisco 49er fan or if I'm in that locker room, is that I'm glad we have Jimmy G. Mm. Because now if I'm Trey Lance, I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I gotta play right, or I gotta do the right things. The guy sitting behind me has not only been to a Super Bowl, but he's been to two NFC championships, and he was actually in the NFC championship last year. For someone who's not confident, who hasn't had a lot of reps, I don't believe having that guy in your room helps you.
Danny, give me tape. Show us what Trey Lance needs to work on.
Tighten up and stop playing so hesitant. And I agree that the weather had an impact on the results. It doesn't impact how you get there. His mechanics have to tighten up. This is why, Leak, we have seen this play 1,000 times. Ball fake to the left. The tight end is going to leak and kind of create a void in the back end of the defense. The length of these mechanics, hitch, the length, that doesn't look like how it's supposed to, and that leads to missed throws. This play, 33, bottom of the screen. You got the pick route for Deebo Samuel. Now watch Deebo, wide open. Trey Lance is already deciding to run up into the pocket rather than hang with his hitch. If he just allows that linebacker to flow and just sits in place mechanically sound, he's got the replacement on the angle throw, but he's late because he's so hesitant. Now this is the one that concerns me the most. This is triple option. I'm not fast, but you attack that defender. RC, he makes that pitch with that corner 5-6 yards off, and he like tiptoed into it. He has to tighten up his mechanics. That has been the conversation from the moment he drafted him. Here's the challenge, though, with the pushback to the Jimmy G thing. You can't get rid of poor habits mechanically in season while straining to win football games. You got to break those habits while not the pressure of, we got to win games on Sunday, because you guys know this. When everything is we got to win, you revert to what? Your old habits. And he hasn't broken those mechanical ones just yet.
Look, you want to make excuses / reasons for him. The weather was terrible. No Kittle yesterday.
Yeah.
The running back gets hurt early in the game. All those things. But it looked awful. I mean, there's no other way to put it. It looked awful in a lot of ways. We have so much football to get to. But on a crazy day, we also had the men's final at the U.S. Open. And we had game one of the WNBA finals. That's Asia Wilson and the Aces. Fourth quarter, they're up by two. Dawana Bonner in. Blocked. And we're going the other way. It's Asia Wilson who had the block. Aces get possession, and Wilson following the play. She's going to get all the way there and take it in for the
score. Yo, MVP could never, Greeny. Block in the finish.
59-55 Aces. 4 minutes left. It's a four-point lead. Chelsea Gray. Yes.
Fade away. Money.
They're up by six. You know who loved it? Ja Morant loved it. 10 seconds to go. Sun with the ball down by three. Got a chance. Trying to force overtime. Bonner on the wing. Can't get anything better than that. Throws up the prayer and it's no good.
Wow, we play defense, Greeny.
Wilson 24-11. Aces win their first WNBA Finals game. They lead the series 1-0. You'll see game 2 tomorrow night, 9 Eastern on ESPN. WNBA Countdown tips it off at 8:30 Eastern. All right, coming up, an awful night for Dak. An awful night for Dallas. It got much worse after the game ended. If you haven't heard the news, don't miss it. Next.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.